Donald, I'm truly honored to be with you today as you announce your retirement from the National Football League. I want to thank you for your numerous contributions to the Green Bay Packers, to the city of Green Bay, and to the state of Wisconsin. You have been a true asset to the Green Bay Packers. I've always felt that if you had 53 Donald Drivers in your locker room, with that athletic ability, your personality, the way you conduct yourself as a teammate, a husband, and a father, you would have an elite National Football League franchise. That's how much we think about you. We wish you, Bettina, and your family a great health, great happiness, and a wonderful, well-deserved retirement.
You come into the league 14 years ago as a seventh-round pick out of Alcorn State. People in Green Bay are probably scratching their head going, where's Alcorn State? 14 years later, I think a lot of people have looked up, found out where Alcorn State was, and they found that that's where the finest receiver in Packer history has come from. Talk about the names. I'll throw my name in there, James Lofton, but Sterling Sharp, Don Hudson. Donald, you surpassed all our records, and you did it in that in-between era. You did it in between the numbers where the tough guys operate. It was my honor to watch you wearing the same number that I wore when I played for the Green Bay Packers. So watching number 80 kind of made me feel like I was still out there, and it's a great link playing for the Packers because it links you with the present players to the players who played for Lombardi and the players who played for Lambeau before that. So like I said, in the history of great receivers, Don Hudson, James Lofton, Sterling Sharp, I take my hat off to you, Donald Driver. Congratulate you on your retirement.
I know what this is really about, Donald. Football was bound to lose its hold on you. You're a dancer now. Hang up those cleats, my friend. You're ready to rumba.
To the best dance partner I could ever ask for. Congratulations, Donald, on an amazing career. You were truly one in a million, and I'm so grateful that you're in my life. On Dancing with the Stars, those 3 months were some of the best times of my life, and I'm so thankful that I went through those times with you. And we have a mirror ball.
Hi, Donald. Look who it is. It's Len Goodman, the old judge off Dancing with the Stars. Now, I know I was tough on you on occasions, but I tell you what, your football gets a 10 from Len.
Donald! What's up, man? It's Gavin DeGraw. I just wanted to congratulate you, man, on an incredible career. I know everybody out there knows you as, a tough guy, football player. But I know you as Donald 2% wearing dancing shoes, dancing like a pretty lady every Monday night.
This is Jaleel White shouting you out. Congratulations, man, on your retirement. What an amazing football career. You're such a competitor. I knew week 4 of Dancing with the Stars when you did the Paso Doble to Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze. Ah! I said, okay, Kim, we got a problem. This dude's actually trying to win this damn thing. Champion is your middle name, brother. I already know whatever you do after retirement, you're going to be a huge success. And because of that, you're the only man that can ever ask me, got any cheese? And I'm cool with it.
Yo, D-Driver, it's your man, Brian McKnight. Congratulations, bro. One heck of a career. But look, it's not over. All you got to do now is just stay out on the golf course with us a little bit longer. Peace, man. Have a great one. Congrats again.
Hey, Donald. Maria Menounos here. There is nothing better than retiring at the top of your game. You're amazing. And to top that, you're going out a Super Bowl champ and a Dancing with the Stars champ. So congratulations. You're going home to a lovely and beautiful family. I've never met a more incredible family than yours. I hope you're doing great, and congratulations again. Love you.
Good evening, Donald. Cherry and I recently learned of your retirement and are honored to congratulate you on all of your achievements on and off the field. Your contribution to the history of the Green Bay Packers program has been extraordinary. It's been a great pleasure getting to know you over those years as well, and it goes without saying that you will truly be missed by all of the Green Bay Packer community. Cherry and I will still loudly be cheering for you and are looking forward to following you in your future endeavors. We wish you and your family the very best. And thank you for letting us be a part of this special occasion.
Peter and Freeman form a slot to the left. Driver on the wing right side. Freeman in motion to the right. Far back to throw. Pops it over the middle. He's got Driver at the 5 to the end zone. Touchdown! Just a real quick look in to Donald Driver slanting across the formation to the left.
Donald Driver in the touchdown seat. His first career touchdown coming from Brett Favre. Favre hot on that drive.
In a tight pocket now, lofts it over the left side, end zone, touchdown, Donald Driver!
Great adjustment to the ball by Donald Driver.
I formation backfield, Johnson the fullback, Rodgers takes, tosses left side, touchdown, Donald Driver! Under a blitz, throws the left side of the end zone, touchdown, Donald Driver! And a Lambeau leap to the north end zone stand. Showing blitz with Willis, and he's coming. Snap to Rodgers. They pick up the blitz. He throws out of the middle.
Coverage.
Got his man wide open. Driver across the 30. Donald Driver spinning 25. Breaks a tackle. 15. Cuts it back to the 10 to the 5. To the pylon. Touchdown. The old man still got it. Donald Driver. 61 yards.
And Rodgers takes one step drop. Quick throw. Driver left side. Makes the turn of the 10. And he's stacked up and driven back just short of the 5. He's got a first down. And with that reception, Donald Driver has just passed Sterling Sharp as the Green Bay Packers all-time leader in receptions with 596.
Donald Driver came here as a skinny high jumper. And now he's jumped past every receiver in Packer history.
Snap to Rodgers, looking left on the slant. Got Driver inside the 20, down to the 16-yard line. And there it is, the career franchise record for receiving yardage.